Once the last peer leader has left the room, it's time to debrief. Focus the conversation on a general sense of how the training went, thinking about vulnerable students we need to connect to help, and questions, next steps, and resources. The debrief is less scripted than many modules, so use these prompts to check in, gather information, and remind the team of the resources and tools at their disposal. If you don't know how to answer a question, reach out to the national team and invite us into the conversation. Once the peer leaders have all left the room, it's time to debrief the day. Some adult advisors may be feeling tired and overwhelmed, while others may be feeling encouraged and exhilarated. As always, set the tone and be a thermostat instead of a thermometer. It's important that you provide a strong space to debrief the training. Use this time to celebrate what you accomplished together, to mobilize support around any vulnerable students, and to remind them of all the available resources they have access to moving forward. As a trainer, you may think the training was a rousing success or a false start, but the adult advisors might have a different impression. Starting this conversation with an open-ended question allows the adult advisors to shape the conversation about the impact of the training. Listen with an open mind, demonstrate humility, invite questions, and hear how the training landed in their own words. Eventually, you can shift the conversation to what's next, thinking about vulnerable students we need to connect to help. If an adult seems uneasy revealing information about a student, ensure that they know who to speak to about a concern. Make it clear that you are not asking for gossip, but want to mobilize multiple supports around any individual in pain, at risk, or in danger of hurting others. It can also be beneficial to have a group conversation about any peer leaders who are unable to name a trusted adult. Strategize as a group about how to pursue those peer leaders, keep them involved, and build intentional relationships. Once the adult advisors have had time to discuss these thoughts and concerns, move on to speaking about next steps. Hand out your contact information and the contact information for the Sources of Strength National Team, and remind them that they're not on their own and we're here to help. They can stay in contact with you and schedule their support call with us in the first few weeks after their training. Remind the adult advisors about the Sources of Strength website as well as the Adult Advisor Field Guide. Once all of these questions about resources and support have been answered, express your sincere gratitude for their time, work, and attention in and out of the training.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for sticking around. This conversation shouldn't take more than 30 minutes, so let's just jump right in. I want to focus our conversation on these topics. The first, how things went today. The next one, any strategic connections that we need to make with students who might be needing some additional support. And then we'll close the conversation on resources and next steps. So first, I'd love to get some feedback. Let's have an open conversation about how the peer leader training went today. How do you feel like it went? Reflecting on the day, whether in your small groups or your side conversations, were there any interactions you had with a student that concerned you? Are there any students that we need to give additional support to? Are there peer leaders who need to be connected to help? I really appreciate your willingness to follow up with those students. What are the questions or concerns that you're holding regarding the training today or your next steps as a team? Do you know when the next meeting is scheduled? What's the plan? And what support do you need? I want to highlight a few of the resources that you can rely on from myself as your trainer and from Sources of Strength. So by a show of hands, who got registered as an adult advisor on the Sources of Strength website? Great. As a reminder, you click on the register button and indicate your role, adult advisor, and then use the invitation code, advisor, and you can access campaign templates, meeting agendas, sharing prompts, and a games manual so that you can use the meeting formula of one part fun and one part sharing and one part planning when you get back together and meet with your peer leaders for the first meeting after this training is done. You have access to our team here at Sources of Strength and all of our resources to support you as you build below the waterline and create this community of strength across your school and community. Thank you again so much for your participation, for sharing your students with us, and investing in relationships with young people. We can't do this without them, but we can't do this without you either.
Thank you so much for watching these training videos. Again, our sincere hope is that they prove to be a helpful tool for you as you learn the Sources of Strength content and join us in the work of empowering a well world.